This is Back to Reality.
Hey, it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service presenting what is the center of all the questions which are very much at a stake and very much crucial and controversial. So with me, I have two very dear guests today, Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise, whom I would, first of all, I say salam to both of you. And then I would want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Masuma. I'm studying English literature.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Sister Hadise?
Salam alaikum, everyone. I am Hadise Zahra. I've studied psychology and now I'm going to study business administration. I am 23 years old.
Okay, so we would have a lot of good points to be shared in here from the one who knows business and psychology and the one who knows literature. Well, at this point of my life, I would clearly accept the fact that when I have many choices around me, it feels a bit complicated. Like, I sometimes prefer that I am not lost in between more than two choices, because that would make the situation even worse than when I am stuck in between only two choices. What about you?
Unfortunately, this modern life that we are in, for everything, from smallest to the biggest thing like career, from smallest option like, you know, shoe options, fashion, whatever, to even career options, we have so many options. We are overwhelmed and we sometimes find ourselves constantly thinking about the other options that we could have, you know, chosen. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
Now, we buy something right after we buy it. This huge list of choices would pop up into your face and then you would say, you look at the things that you bought and then you say, oh my God.
And that is
was it the best choice?
And that was a simple one.
Yeah, this is the tiniest, trivial point.
Big decisions of your life need a big, you know, the advice. And when it comes to choosing a job, when it comes to choosing a major for university, oh my God, then you just are stuck between a confusion.
Were you stuck?
Paradox.
At that moment of your life, when you were about to pick a major for your university, were you stuck or did you know what is your major?
I was definitely stuck. I was. Because there is something, a lot of times you are passionate in a major, but it doesn't really pay you well. It doesn't have a really good market, you know. It doesn't really have a good, for a person like me who really cares about being well off, I do really like to be one of the people in my family, in my bloodlines, who are very...
tycoon of the family.
Billionaire, first billionaire in my family, actually.
Oh, yeah, billionaire. Yeah.
But that starts from zero, right? But then when I look at my passion, like artistic passions, you know, artistic majors, you say, photography or digital, I don't know, photography, this kind of stuff, they don't really pay you well. So sometimes on the other side, you look at the majors that pay you well, but you don't really enjoy them.
That's why you picked psychology and then you picked business, because you're walking on the eggshell.
You know why did I change it?
She's just walking on the eggshell to see which one is going to be more.
And the paradox, honestly, paradox choice, slowly, a lot of devious things reveal to you throughout the way, I personally believe. Because when you choose something, a lot of times you, by time, you get to know more about it. Like about psychology major, when I went into university as a newly fresher, right? Mm-hmm. Slowly I got to know that, okay, this is a major. It was very fantasized. It was very from outside glamorized, right? It is psychology. But when you go deep into it, you see there's a lot to deal with patients who are going through worse mental health. And then you see the perks and, you know, on the other side, cons and pros. And then you realize that, okay, was my choice right one? Sometimes the sad reality of life is it's very late. Sometimes you can actually withdraw,
change
the choice.
Direction.
But sometimes I would say it gets very late. do.
So now are you sure about marketing and management, or you think you're going to change?
About business administration.
Yes. Or do you think you're going to stick to it, or you think that, again, it might happen?
I am, let's say, 99% sure, but again, not 100%, because, again, I've not entered into the major, you know. Once I'm going to start, then I will be, you know, more
thinking
sure.
Again.
So I think never, you know, until you don't enter way, if it's either major, if it's even marriage. Oh, my God, marriage is such a risky thing. If you don't enter it before it, you never know what's going to happen next. No matter how much you do your research, no matter how much you do the counseling, I don't know, pre-marriage counseling.
Yeah, and then you're coming back to the choices that you had before.
Exactly. You go through, even if there's few proposals, there's few guys, one of them seemed to be very nice, very well-mannered, very well-loved. One of them, there's always something behind it.
But there's none of them who can have it all.
Exactly.
There's none of them
who could be one of them
a good guy, at the same time a billionaire, which satisfies your goal.
Yeah, exactly. Again, on the other side, if one of them is billionaire, he's not going to have any time for you. If one of them is going to have good time for you, he would not be really
Then he does not have manner.
Yeah.
Probably he's lacking manner, and probably he's not enjoying ideological issues, probably. Maybe he's not a religious man. So all of these things are a part of that choice list.
Yes.
But none of them come together. There's no full package.
It's just that we should know by ourselves that what do I prioritize? What is my priority? And sticking to that at any cost is going to bring the utter peace.
But that's the way our priorities change through life. They don't? That's when we realize that our choices change. Sometimes your priorities are not the same as they were a few years ago.
Yeah, but they don't change that constant. Of course, I understand when we are, you know, when we grow up, when we realize some of our priorities, we're actually not that deep or not, you know, what we actually want. But at some point in our life, we do come to a realization that, okay, this thing is now my priority. For example, I know that my inner peace is my priority, so I'm not going to be socializing with people that, you know, break it. They don't change all the time.
Very true. Check to that.
About paradox of choice, when we think about it, even if it's about priorities, as Masumi said, perfectly, I think, well, because at the end of the day, it's your own priorities and your own personality, what you're comfortable with. If your priorities are your family, if your priority is, let's say, your parents, if your priority is your inner peace, or if your priority is making money and being a billionaire, let's say, you choose your choices based on that. But
accordingly. But even when you have the goals, let's say, the variety in your choice list would not make you easier in what to pick and how to pick.
Yeah, they don't make it easier.
Absolutely precise, because I have seen people who do not, at the end of the day, have a lot of options for what they prioritize, right? Sometimes, let's say, I prioritize traveling worldwide. Is it something that I really can achieve very fast by choosing, I don't know, let's say, studying in that university? Right? Let's say I want to apply for a university outside of my country. I want to immigrate. But then my choice comes with immigration for a young student, comes with a lot of challenges, right? But this choice can have a lot of pros and cons. I think at the end of the day, you calculate it in your mind about pros and cons. But sometimes, you never know what's going to happen next. But that is a risk. You take it. And you follow ahead, you do the admission or whatever, you register in that university because that is your priority, right? But then at the end of the day, when you're going there, you might regret.
Yeah.
Because seeing cultural differences, there's a lot of people I know, my friends, who have immigrated to the, you know, other side of the world completely. And now that they're there, they have been feeling
they haven't met their expectations.
Exactly. They even feel worse and loneliest than ever. They feel more depressed because what they wanted was a very safe career. That what they wanted was a very safe and
but probably
guaranteed...
they didn't think about the other entailing ideas, other 100%, issues.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the idea that you cannot see your family regularly, there's no more of friends, you have to suffer from sometimes isolation, sometimes you're going to be excluded from different gatherings, communities. Many people would consider you as second citizens. So all of these things are a part of that
choice.
Decision that you have
exactly.
made. Yeah. So the tragic part is that sometimes it's not just the color of the dress that I'm picking, which is making me very much anxious. Which one should I pick out of all these beautiful colors? Sometimes it's not like that. It's only two roads, just like what we have in Robert Frost's poem, two roads diverged, and I pick the one less trodden. Always it's like that, that whenever we make a choice, even if we're successful, we usually, at a certain point of our life, we take a pause, we take a break, and then start thinking about, what if I took the other side, the other road?
Of course, our mind is a free bird and flies in the other direction
yeah.
that, you know, is not that useful maybe sometimes.
But sometimes it's good.
It is good.
It's good because it would help
you. But we should see ourselves.
Yeah.
We should see ourselves. For example, because I'm young, I constantly feel that. But I think that at some point on, it should end. I should know I should be choosing something and stick to it. Because how long am I going to just focus on things that I have not chosen?
Exactly.
This is the other side.
Yeah.
And I think
it's just the trigger from the inside.
Yeah, it is.
It's just the voice that is there.
That I like to shut
and
it sometimes.
And that voice sometimes, yeah. yeah, exactly. That voice is so terrifying that it keeps making you anxious. Even before mm-hmm. that, you've made that choice. Personally, I would say that there are moments that I feel anxious before mm-hmm. I've made that choice. I'm 100%,
let's set the criteria.
Yes.
We are making a choice.
Yes.
What are the important things that I have to check in that list of how to prioritize my final choice? What are the things that I should consider so that I wouldn't regret, even if it didn't turn out to be well?
Not regretting, that is very
that
hard
is
to guarantee.
Yes, exactly, hard to guarantee.
So, but what are the most important criteria that I have to remember?
We should know ourselves very well.
So knowing yourself, what you need.
That's very well.
The first thing.
What do I lack and what do I have to offer?
Exactly.
What is my interest? What
is my interest?
Exactly.
What else?
What helps me grow?
Mm-hmm. Is that going to help me grow or not? What else?
Islamically, I would say what is...
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Islamically, I would say that, first of all, we should come to a point that no matter how many choices I make, if it's in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's in the, you know, inner urge to please him, you're not going to regret it. Because if you're making this choice, let's say I am going to take my mother to pilgrimage, right? The weather is hot, it's difficult, but because I'm doing it, because she wants to, and I know that Allah is pleased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much the weather hits you hard,
and no matter how many other choices you have, like you have another travel to a perfect place with the good weather.
Exactly. But
so you will dodge it, bail on that
100%.
Taking your mother to that holy spiritual walk and gathering, then definitely this choice, of course, is the easiest choice and the perfect choice.
We know our priority. So here we knew our priority was very fixed. So now regret is very gone back.
Because God
so far.
Is on top of the list.
A human
Indeed.
Being just becomes very perfectly pious inside the heart when he starts prioritizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's satisfaction.
Exactly.
It is very, very, very beautiful when we start, in every decision of our life, we start prioritizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it's in career, it's in choosing a marriage partner, it's having to upbring your child. You are going to give them the sources of,
and
I don't know, books.
And a final point, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I had to mention it right now.
Yes.
In making choices, we have a concept of intention in our religion. So sometimes my intention is that when I am facing different choices around me, I look at my intention. My intention, for example, is to meet what God has set for me as the goals. Once I'm having that intention in my mind, then whatever I pick, including my passion, including all the points that I have mentioned in that list, that checklist that I've created for myself, even if I regret it, that regret is going to be healed once I remember at the first moment, at the first step, my intention was God. I wanted to see how much I can share with the world in accordance with what God has set for me. So in this way, I guess most of the regrets are going to be wiped out.
I even don't call it a regret because at the end, you know that you did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. What our Imam Hussein did, he sacrificed all his family. Did he have any regret? Did the family, did Sayyidah Zainab have any regret at the end?
The ones who were with him, his companion, remember what they said? They said, even if they burn us and then we come back to life, we would rather doing these this sacrifice that we're doing right now for you. So they said, even if they turn us into ashes, again, this ash comes back to life, we would take the same path with you.
Now, we cannot see any regret in that.
Exactly.
They knew the path. They knew what where they're heading to. And that's very beautiful.
And so, and we have tawakkul. Your idea. Focus.
Focus, yeah. Focus. And we have tawakkul, which helps you. Because even if you're going to make
trust
a choice, you deep down know, I have put my trust only and only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So I try. First of all, I consider God. Then I take the steps, take action, and I do the efforts, whatever that is needed. And then there would be no regret. No regret over what I did because I have considered God and I have done already enough of efforts. So I think even if the modern world gives me a variety of choices, a list which is never ending, because I try to focus on what God wants from me, probably I wouldn't have a problem picking a choice out of that list because I have the good intention. I am taking care of what God wants for me, and then I'm trying in that direction. And let us pray for all of us to always pick the rightest road and the rightest path, which would lead us to the final point, which is the prosperity that we will meet in God's gatherings in heaven. So this was all for today. I hope you have enjoyed that. Until another episode of Back to Reality, take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again